Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is All the Treasures of the World Cannot Grow a Single Grain of Wheat. A poor man in a drought-stricken village was digging a well when he struck a large container. He opened it and was astonished to discover that it was an ancient treasure full of gold, diamonds, emeralds, and other jewels. There was also a note on a deerskin scroll. Soon news about the treasure spread through the village and people gathered around the well. They were awed by the treasure and were intrigued by the scroll, but no one knew how to read the ancient script. They called the village teacher, a man of learning who was trained in ancient texts. The village teacher opened the scroll and read aloud. "I am the king of this land and I'm living behind this writing to warn those who come after me. My land was prosperous, with plentiful rain and crops in abundance. My merchants traveled far and wide, selling our goods, and brought back troves of gold and jewels. Then the rains failed, and they failed again and again, until my land, that was a veritable garden, turned into a dust bowl. The grain was exhausted, and people had nothing to eat. So they came to me, beseeching me to find them food. I called my courtiers, gave them purses of gold, and ordered them to buy food wherever they could find it. After several days, they came back and reported that there was no food to buy anywhere. So I opened my treasury. This time, I sent my courtiers with baskets full of jewels and ordered them to find food, no matter what the price was. They went far and wide on horseback, but they all returned empty-handed. There was no food anywhere in the land. The granaries in the palace were also exhausted, and my household filled the banks of hunger that afflicted my subjects. We ran out of water and we were thirsty. My servants felt pity for me and searched for water in every nook of the forest. Finally, one of them came back with a pail of dirty water he had found under a rock. I drank the water and I fell sick. Now I'm dying. I have ordered my scribe to write my story on deer skin and place it along with my treasures in a container, so that generations to come may learn from my experience. Food is a gift from God and only from God. All the treasures of the world cannot grow one single grain of wheat. Be conscious of his blessings and be thankful for every grain that reaches you." That was a really nice story. Now we'll listen to important point of it on the continuation of this program, Lantern. Be with us.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear audience, to a new episode of Lantern from Arab English Radio. Well, in this program, we listen to certain religious and beautiful stories and then take some lessons out of these stories in order for us to make use of them in our daily life. Well, the story we just listened to is about thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings, even those meager ones. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Every single breath you take necessitates an essential thanks from you, or rather a thousand thanks or more." There are a couple of noteworthy points found in this tradition. You know, first, every single breath necessitates thanks. This means that no matter how small the blessings might seem, one must express his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point is that the phrase, or rather a thousand thanks or more, points to the fact that one must be grateful for the ability to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each breath. Then he must be grateful for being grateful, and so on. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows bounty upon a servant, no sooner does the latter feel thankful for it in his heart than he becomes deserving of increase therein before the expression of thanks has given reached his tongue." The Imam is showing the believers one of the secrets to increasing the amount of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. The secret is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever one is grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to his blessings. This is similar to another tradition by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not open the doors of thanks for his servants and keep the door of increase shut. Okay, now let's have a short break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, dear listeners, we are talking about the fact that we must be thankful to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there are various methods of expressing one's gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easiest way is verbally praising Him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The thanks of any blessings, no matter how big, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Higher levels of gratitude include refraining from sin and worship. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Being thankful for a blessing is staying away from sin." Regarding worship, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "And a group worships Allah in thanks. These are the free worshippers." Therefore, when one recognizes the blessings that he has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is incumbent upon him to verbally praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then try to refrain from sins as expression of his gratitude. It is essential that one try his best to remember Allah's bounties and be thankful for them. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. Today we talked about the beautiful habit of gratitude towards the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that we would implement these elegant lessons in our lives and please our Lord. Now I want to end this episode by reciting the 19th verse of Surah Al-Naml, which contains a very pleasant prayer in this regard. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وادخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. My Lord, sustain me that I may be thankful for the favors that you have conferred upon me and my parents, and to do what is righteous that I may receive your satisfaction. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.